It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are rising in Colorado, and CPR's Ben Marcus reports that's partly because Coloradans got back to normal.
As normal as things can be during a pandemic. Take car crashes, for instance. In April, Denver crashes fell to the lowest point in at least 6 years. Then the shutdown lifted, and every month since, crashes have risen. Andrew Friedson is an economist at CU Denver.
We've been seeing traffic accidents and spending continuing to crawl up, where cases were also crawling up at the same time.
Meaning more economic activity but less social distancing. That trend has to change. Governor Jared Polis urged Coloradans to cancel plans and limit interactions as hospitalizations surpass record levels. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Hospital systems in the state are preparing for more COVID-19 patients as coronavirus cases continue to rise. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Hospitals are preparing for more patients by postponing some inpatient, non-emergency surgeries and procedures, as well as limiting patient visitors. Last week, the state surpassed the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations it had at its peak in April. Despite the rising cases, hospital officials still urge patients who need care to visit the hospital. Earlier in the pandemic, patients avoided hospitals, and some suffered severe complications as a result. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
A new initiative in Denver will fund free preschool for more four-year-olds. The Denver Preschool Program will cover the full cost of preschool for families at a bit less than twice the federal poverty level. That's about $47,000 per year or less for a family of four. Elsa Holguin is with the program.
More than ever, we're striving to figure out how to best support our families in accessing preschool programs.
The Denver Preschool Program helps cover tuition on a sliding scale for any family in Denver. Buying a house in Denver isn't getting any easier. The price of a home ticked up slightly last month over September and more than 14% compared to last year. And the number of homes listed for sale was down more than 40% from the same time last year. Since summer, prices have been rising across the state in spite of the economic downturn. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.